Well, the other interesting news is, I guess, a Cuban missile crisis. I don't know. A North Korean ship carrying missiles and other armaments from Cuba was stopped in the Panama Canal, given that the cargo that it was carrying violates U.N. sanctions against North Korea. Now, Cuba came out and defended the cargo, saying that these were obsolete parts and weapons that were going to be repaired in North Korea and then returned to Cuba, which I'm not sure anybody really believes. But what's going on here with this?
This is very interesting, very, very interesting that these weapons are parts of weapons, all Soviet-era parts that were being sent from Cuba to North Korea. And, you know, very interesting also that UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon came out and praised Panama for taking this action and claimed that really is the responsibility of all members of the United Nations to uphold these types of sanctions, something that was somewhat unusual. And we'll see what happens here. They investigated. It looked very, very suspicious, hidden under some bags of sugar, a potentially fake suicide attempt or a heart attack.
Captain,
a little bit unclear.
Captain, faked a heart attack and then tried to commit suicide. And this all just looks very suspicious. Definitely not above board at all.
No, not above board. And I think it is interesting that Panama has taken this step in doing this. They have legitimacy as the Panama Canal obviously goes through their territory. And also, as Ban Ki-moon said, that they do have a right and an obligation to try to uphold UN sanctions.
Well, it just makes you wonder how much other cargo is, you know, floating around the world, I suppose, violating these sanctions, but that there's this clear connection now between Cuba and North Korea. And they were actually, you know, as you said, Soviet, former Soviet parts. So
Cuban Missile Crisis Part 2
Cuban
is perhaps accurate.
Cuban Missile Crisis Part 2, without a doubt.
In the other direction, I guess.
Well, Rebecca, as always, thank you so much for your insight.